This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, with the changing of the weather, the insect activity in our lawn and garden areas is rapidly winding down now. However, there are a couple of things that our guest wanted to bring to our attention before we call it good on our insect talk for the season. Raymond Cloyd with us, horticultural entomologist, K-State Research and Extension. And first off, you say, Raymond, you wanted to clarify the facts on a certain insect that has created a great deal of fanfare in recent weeks.
Yeah, that's true, Eric. We're getting some inquiries about the Asian giant hornet, and I wanted to provide an update. The Asian giant hornet is in Washington State, and some radio tracking has allowed them to find the nest, and they've destroyed it, and that's an ongoing thing. But we're getting calls that people in Kansas are seeing the Asian giant hornet. What they're likely seeing is the cicada killer, the male particularly. So the Asian giant hornet is not in Kansas. But the cicada killer is large. It can be 2 inches plus in length. It's very intimidating to males. So don't confuse that with the Asian giant hornets. And if you have any questions, you can call our office like people have done recently. And I want to bring that out, that the Asian giant hornet right now is restricted to Washington State and parts of Canada.
That is good news. And of course, you, others in the Kansas Department of Agriculture and elsewhere, will stay right on top of that situation should it ever somehow find its way to Kansas. But again, the Asian giant hornet, or the murder hornet, as some are calling it, is not in this state. Mm-hmm. One thing that folks can do actively now in the way of horticultural insect control, the application of dormant oils to fruit trees, perhaps other landscape ornamentals, right?
That is correct, Eric. Any plants that are going to go mainly deciduous, lose their leaves this wintertime, if you're having problems like certain scale insects or spider mites that overwinter on the plant, these dormant oils, these are very highly refined oils. They're not the same ones you would use in spring, summer, and fall like the horticultural oils. These are strictly used in the dormant time. Well, they will smother the eggs or the overwintering stage of specific scales and spider mites. And that could help for next year in reducing the populations of either scales or spider mites that would attack. In this case, a lot of fruit trees is a big one. Apples and the peaches and nectarines, certain scales that are out there that overwinter on those plants, and then also certain mites. Now, the spruce spider mite overwinters on some conifers. The problem is that you want to be careful with dormant oils on conifers, because you can burn them or change their color. So it's mostly for deciduous trees, less so than conifers, Eric.
Well, basic guidelines on application, putting these dormant oils on, it's merely a matter of coating the trunk of that tree? What?
Yeah, and you want to make sure that you make these applications when the ambient air temperature is over 32 degrees Fahrenheit and less than 8 degrees Fahrenheit, because you can burn your plants. So, you know, if we're getting temperatures around 50s, 60s, 70s, those are ideal for making these dormant oil applications.
And one application typically will do it during the winter, or does one need to follow up, Raymond?
That's a good question, Eric. I normally recommend, depending on the extent of the infestation, about two applications to cover your bases. One application, then follow that up about 2 weeks later with the second application.
Even if one has treated their, say, fruit tree in the past with a dormant oil, it doesn't hurt to do this as an annual routine, Raymond?
Well, if you continue to have problems with certain scales and spider mites, yes. If you're not, then there is no need to spend the time and labor spraying. But in most cases, certain scales and mites are going to be problematic on a yearly basis. Yeah.
Take a look, scout your trees, see if they could benefit from a dormant oil application here. Raymond, a pleasure to work with you throughout the past growing season. And in 2021, we'll do it again. Many thanks to you.
Oh, you're always welcome, Eric, and I look forward to working with you again in 2021.
Horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University on this Plantarama. On this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.